You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
It's In Demand Wednesday with Alex and Lucy. And Plan B, she said, and tonight she's back. Alicia Dixon is here.
Yay!
What's
up? Slightly sped up version of the boy does
nothing. Chipmunk version.
It was almost chipmunk there.
Pitched.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Good, thanks
Have
for coming to see
us. Have I seen my favourite people?
Yay!
I'm sure you must be sick of me by now.
No, never, never.
We never get sick of you, ever.
I might as well just set up a bed in the corner.
You're a ray of sunshine in our lives.
Yeah.
Hey, drummer boy, amazing.
Love
oh,
it.
Thank you.
So good. Is this
thank
a taste
you.
Of the whole brand new album and the material that we're yet to hear?
It's a bit of a taste. Obviously, Drummer Boy is unique in that the sound of it is quite intense with the drums, but the rest of the album is quite full on. Yeah, The Entertainer, it's called.
Oh, that's the name of the album?
That's the name of the album.
Because Excellent. Everywhere else, they're saying it's Unleashed.
This is the first time I've mentioned it, actually, on live radio, that it's called The Entertainer. So
Excellent. I'll
clear that up now.
Exclusive.
A little exclusive here.
The Entertainer.
Yeah. It was like the feeling of the album was the feeling of being unleashed, because like there's MCing again on the record, and it's a lot more tougher, but with the final decision is The Entertainer.
Oh, I like it.
That's good, though, because you are an entertainer.
I try.
All round, you know. Good old entertainer, Alicia. We love it. Now, when you were on the show proper last,
yeah.
When you were last in this building,
yeah.
You told us that you were going to do a ballads album.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did
she? Didn't she?
A ballads album. Yeah. Did I?
And we at the time, we would never actually say it to your face, but afterwards we were like, we hope she doesn't do that.
I didn't say that, did I? Did, I don't even remember saying it. That sounds like somebody else.
And
I
think that might be for something to say. Maybe you were just stuck for an answer.
Oh my God, did I really say that? Yeah. I don't want to do a ballads album.
Now, why would anyone do that?
Oh, no.
Unless you're Leona
no.
Lewis.
No. What did you just say?
Unless you're Leona Lewis.
Oh, sorry.
But her voice lends.
Or Celine
yeah,
Dion.
Yeah.
Oh, Celine.
Don't forget
yeah.
her.
I love Celine. So it's proper up there. It is massive tunes, yeah?
It is big tunes, full on. It's fun. There are a couple of little vulnerable tunes, but they're not slushy ballads. They're cool. Still pretty cool.
And when do we get to see a video for it?
Yeah, right. Well, the exclusive, oh, am I allowed to say this then?
Yeah.
Well, the exclusive am I allowed to say this?
Yes.
Okay. The exclusive play is on 4 Music on Saturday morning at 11:15, and then on Channel 4 at 12:50 on
that's
Saturday.
Good. We own 4 Music. That's
that's one of them.
It's part of the group. It's fine.
I'm so excited for people to see the video. It was one of the best video shoots I've done.
Okay.
The longest video I've ever done, the most outfit changes, the most people involved, so it's pretty full on.
Where did you go to film it?
Filmed it out in LA. Amazing. With Ray K, who I'm a massive fan of. He did Lady Gaga's Poker Face. He's wicked director.
Wow. Oh wow.
With
yeah.
like 20 drummers, 10 dancers, 7 outfit changes. Couldn't walk at the end of the video, but it was all worth it. It was all worth the pain.
Let's play the song. Alicia, can you introduce it for us?
Oh, drum roll please. This is my new single, Drummer Boy.
I think I need a better drummer.
This is your In Demand.
It's the brand new song from Alicia Dixon. Oh, the drum roll keeps going. I always forget that bit at the end. Sorry.
That's all right.
Alicia's here tonight.
She's never going to come back now, Alex.
Sorry. I always forget. Now, you worked with Gary Barlow at the end of last year.
I did, yeah.
Are there any collaborations on the new album or people producer-wise that you've worked with that we can get excited about?
There's no Gary on this record. Gary did actually send me an email before I started the album saying if I needed any help, he'd be there for me. He's so sweet. But it just didn't come together. But I would love to work with him again. He is a wicked songwriter.
Is he going to drag you around Alaska? I've heard this is not Alaska, Antarctica. This is his next challenge,
isn't
it?
Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if I was allowed to talk.
No, it's all been in the news and stuff.
Oh, it's been in the news.
Yeah.
I don't know who he's roped into it, though. He just said he wants to do it.
He did send me an email while I was out in the States saying, me again.
You're
going to love this one. He's like, what's he up to now? And then he did mention something about the North Pole.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, not something you hear every day. And we're going to go in September to a screening to see what it's all about, what it entails, and then I will make my decision after that.
So you're not ruling it out?
I'm not ruling That's it out.
And
no.
It doesn't involve climbing mountains.
No, but
so
apparently it's worse.
Oh, really?
Apparently worse than Kilimanjaro?
Apparently it's colder. So I don't know enough information about it at the moment to make the decision, but it wouldn't be till 2012, so I think that's long enough to mentally prepare for it if I do say yes.
That's the end of the world that year anyway. You're going to get out of it.
Might as well end
You'll
up the
fine.
North Pole.
I'll tell you what, though, I think they'll be all right up there.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they will. I think they'll escape it all. Or they have them big ships like in 2012. Yeah. And you'll be like, brilliant, I'll get on one of them.
Funny.
If anyone can afford a big ship, it's Barlow. How do you feel about Robbie being back in Take That?
I think it's brilliant.
You're happy? Oh.
Brilliant. I think when Take That had that reunion on TV and Robbie never turned up, I was a little bit sad by that. And
right.
I felt sorry for the boys. And now the boys have gone on and had so much success. Their tour was incredible. I don't know if any of you went to it.
The tour
blew me away. And I thought they've really, really come into their own. They're bigger than they ever have been. And it's like Robbie's had his time. They've had their time. And now just feels like the right time to come back together. I think this time it's going to really work. And it keeps it interesting.
True.
Do you think they'll last, though? Do you think they'll keep going for a good few more years? Or do you think this will be like a two-year period and then it'll be, right, we're done now, we're going to go off and sit on our big pile of money?
I don't know. I think, knowing the boys, they'll probably see how it goes. I'd imagine the tour will sell out in a day.
Oh, yeah, I'll be on that phone straight. It would be like being 14 again.
Yeah, exactly. I think the tour's going to do really, really well. If they're enjoying it, I would imagine they'd carry on.
Excellent. Do you want to introduce the next song?
Yeah, what is it?
It's Jason Derulo, In My Head.
Oh, In My Head, Jason Derulo.
Do you like Jason Derulo? Will you be tempted to sing your name at the start of any of your songs? Maybe like Jason Derulo
does? How does he do it?
Hang on a sec.
Here we go.
Alex and Lucy. That's him singing our names, by the way.
That's really nice.
That's how he sings it.
He's like, Jason Derulo. Like that.
You should give that a go. Maybe in a remix.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe I used to do that in the Misty days.
Yeah.
M-W-R-D-F-T-W-E-Q.
This is In The Man with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Alicia Dixon as well. Everyone all right? What's that?
I thought you were like doing the vocal stuff then, because don't you do that to all your vocal cords up?
Oh yeah, I do actually.
You go...
Best email of the day is the one that just landed saying Alicia Dixon is now following you on Twitter.
Yay! I love it.
You've got to do twit pics and stuff next, though.
Yeah, of course.
What Kylie does is she posts photos of the shoes she's wearing every day.
Does she? Yeah. She's got that many shoes.
Well, yeah, apparently.
It's Kylie. She must have, like... Mind you, she's only small, so it can't take up that much room. I bet her feet are like that big.
Yeah.
She's got tiny, cute little feet, isn't she?
Doll's shoes.
Aww.
They're probably getting for free as well.
Probably.
I think you're really good at this radio presenting malarkey.
Yeah.
Okay. Introducing the songs and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you want to take over?
What do you want me to do, though? Take over and say...
Do, like, the next bit?
What, you're going to tell me what
I'll
I
tell you
say?
What, we'll do the necessary bit before we play Black Eyed Peas, and then that link is entirely yours before 8 o'clock.
Oh, my Lord. We're going to go to a tune and then come back and I'll do the link.
We'll plan something.
Great, yeah.
All right.
We can write a script.
That's fine.
So that was the Black Eyed Peas on In Demand with me, Alicia Dixon, taking over for One Link Only. Now, Alex and Lucy have actually left the building for this link, so I'm afraid, listeners, you're stuck with me. So in the meantime, I'm going to use this link just to shamelessly plug. So tweet me on Alicia Official, buy my new single, Drummer Boy, which is out on September the 5th. You might see me later on in the year on Strictly Come Dancing. Check out any live shows that I might be doing. What else can I tell you, lovely people? Oh, the album, The Entertainment. Trainer is out in November. No, I can't say that one, Drew. My tour manager's in the background trying to get me to plug something else, but that would be a bit naughty and a bit cheeky. I'm going to stop talking now. You're on In Demand with me, Alicia Dixon, taking over for One Link Only. I'm going to go and find Alex and Lucy. In the meantime, this is the new single from Flo Rida.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. And word up, Oprah, Travie McCoy is here.
Hey. What up, Oprah?
Billionaire is incredible, Travie McCoy. We love it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Now, how many times have you been asked if you're a billionaire, what would be the first thing you'd buy?
Too many times.
A billion times.
Yeah. I mean, the way I always answer is, you know, I've been comfortable financially for a few years, you know, and I feel like I have, you know, everything that I need, you know, and so if I ever was to get to that point, you know, I probably donate a lot to charities and whatnot, you know. One in particular, MTV Stayin' Alive campaign, which is their HIV and AIDS awareness campaign that I actually shot a documentary for about a year ago. And I mean, there's you get to that point, it's just like you gotta throw it away, you know.
I think you'd have to buy a yacht though with a submarine that comes with it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And like some Russian spies to man the yacht or something like that.
Yeah, that hot chick that just got arrested.
Yeah,
I'll,
the Anna girl.
I'll pay for her to get out of jail so she can man my Russian submarine.
I tell you what I love.
That sounded disgusting.
I love about the video is the fact that you and Bruno aren't just flashing around in some fancy car. You're in a Mini Cooper.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, we keep it pretty simple, you know, like... And not only that, I gave it away, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're a very generous man.
Yeah. I honestly don't even own a car. You know, living in New York is kind of pointless to own a car. And I just moved to Miami recently, but I haven't been home enough to you know, need a car. I actually own, I own four mopeds, so...
They get you around when you
they
need.
They get me around.
Well, that's
exactly.
The thing, though, having a car, but if you're hardly ever there, what's the point in having one, right?
Exactly.
Now, we saw a performance of Billionaire with you and Bruno Mars. Is it Lopez tonight over in the States?
Oh, yeah. George Lopez. That was fun.
My God, the height difference between you two. I never realized how tiny Bruno Mars is.
that's the thing. Like, he's average. I'm just...
You're just way
freakishly
too tall.
Yeah.
How tall
freakishly
are you?
Freakishly tall. I'm 6'5" more a 6'6" size, yeah.
Now, you've been busy touring with lots of amazing people, haven't you? 303, yeah, Cobra Starship. And have you finished with Rihanna now, or is that about to begin?
No, it started, and we had a little break, so I came over here for 3 days to do a little promo and whatnot, and... I'm right back on it when I get home, so...
Okay, now what's it like touring with her? Do you get to hang out with her much?
I've been doing so much press and promo and whatnot, I don't get to hang out much at all, so...
She is a beautiful lady, though.
Yeah, she is.
Do you ever sort of, when you do see her, do you just take a big gasp of breath in and go, it's real?
I did the first time I saw her, which was, Jingle Ball in New York. This was way back, though. This is like when, you know, upon the replay days, you know, I was just like, who is this girl? And then I heard her speak, and I heard her, you know, that she has the island accent, and I was like, I'm in love.
Her accent's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Now,
she's awesome.
The brand new album is your middle name, apparently. This is Lazarus,
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a bit of a story with the album that you'd finished it by, like, 90% finished it, but then you stopped and you were frustrated, so started again.
Yeah, it wasn't... Not really 90%. I'd say about 40, 45. And, you know, it was just not the way I wanted to represent myself and come out. You know, a lot of this stuff was just really somber and sad. You know, I'd spent a little bit of time sulking around my house. You know, after you have a breakup, it stings for a little bit. So you're like, you know what? I'm going to get back and just write all these sad and throw darts and you know, just be a meanie. And I was like, that's really not my style. You know what I mean? So, you know, in songs like Dr. Feelgood and Billionaire came around, I was like, you know what, this is the direction I want to go in, and this is the lane I want to keep the record in.
Now, we have heard that you are the godfather of Pete Wentz and Ashley Simpson's little boy Bronx.
Yeah, little Bronx, BX, is my little man.
Oh, how's he getting on?
Oh my, he's getting huge is what he's getting. He's getting huge.
Does it make you broody when you spend time with him? Do you think, I want to be a daddy so bad?
Of course. But for the time being, like, I kind of share him with Pete, you know, so I get to hold off for a little bit.
I think if you have a kid, you should call it Queens. They've got Bronx, you could have Queens.
Queens or Brooklyn.
Yeah,
you know?
Brooklyn. Well, David and Victoria Beckham have already got Brooklyn, yeah. Maybe you could have that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your album, though. The likes of CeeLo from Nas Barkley, Travis Barker and T-Pain, all on the new album.
Yeah.
Was there anyone that you couldn't get onto the album but you would love to work with in the future?
For sure. Andre 3000. I've been dying to work with this dude.
He's amazing.
He is, and he just actually recorded a Beatles cover. So I'm thinking that he took a little break from music, and now after hearing this cover, I think he's kind of, you know, got that itch again. So hopefully we can make that happen for the Gym Class record.
Well, he's been doing a lot of acting, hasn't he? Because I recently became addicted to the TV show The Shield and saw him in that. And when his character got killed off, I was devastated. Because I was like, that's Andre!
Just ruined the shield.
Yeah, how can you do that?
It's not ruined. There's so much more going on.
I thought you'd given away the biggest plot twist.
Oh, no, no. The biggest plot twist is at the end.
Did you know Bruce Willis was dead in The Sixth Sense?
Oh, stop it.
Travis, it's been a pleasure talking to you, mate.
Likewise, guys.
Thank you so much for bringing Billionaire into our lives.
Yeah, we love it.
Thank you for bringing me into your lives.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Travis McCoy, thank you.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand Thursday with Alex and Lucy and Harry, Danny and Tom McFly are in.
Yay!
Woo!
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, McFly.
Hi.
How are you all?
Good, how are you?
We're very good. We're just so glad to have you back. It's just been a big gap in our lives since you've been away.
Aww. We remember last time you came, it was about this time last year, end of August possibly.
Right. 2 years ago.
No, this time last year.
No, we didn't come last summer. It's lovely.
We're in a little different room, I think. Yeah. But it was all very much under the radar last time you came, I think. It was quite subdued and there were no fans. That was for sure. We stood on that bridge over there and had photos taken.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, times have changed. People like you all of a sudden.
I think they always did. We've had a lot of people going crazy on Twitter. Literally, Twitter is mental. Every time we mention McFly, it just goes nuts.
Yeah.
And lots of people from across the world. You've got a massive fan base across the world
incredible.
As well.
We literally have the best fans in the world.
Where else goes completely nuts for you, apart from the UK?
South America's amazing. Brazil, Argentina, Chile.
Spain, Europe. We did our first tour of
Germany,
South America,
France. Japan's good.
So Australia. Generally the whole world, really.
McFly
mad.
Yeah?
We should just say Dougie's not left the group, has he?
No, he's not.
He's just sitting this one out.
However, we are quite liking the day we spent without him. Yeah. So really.
Oh, really?
He's in demand today.
This is the most fans we've had. Nice.
Are they all a bit gutted that he's not with you?
No, that's why they came.
Because he's not here, so they were like, right. Well, at least one thing that it will have relieved you of, I mean, I've been reading on Twitter, is his wind issues. So it's been as bad today, or has it just been Danny?
Danny's been the worst this week.
Danny. What do you mean?
What have you been eating?
Oh, it's our protein. That protein shake. It's making me,
We will talk about your buffed and beefed up bodies a bit later. I mean, it hasn't gone unnoticed, let's be honest.
You're going to participate in something that we've never done before.
Right.
Okay. A web chat of this size. We're ready for four of you, but we can still do it with three. That's cool. You're each individually going to have a computer.
Wow.
And since Monday, McFly fans have been submitting questions on our website, indemand.fm. They can still put them there as well. Right. And you're going to spend the next sort of half an hour trying to answer as many as you can.
Help Harry out because he's not very good with computers.
I know. I'm only the helper.
Okay.
It took me literally about 3 hours to explain how to use Twitter to him.
It's ridiculous. I don't know why.
Well, you're going to enjoy.
Do I press this? Is this?
You're going to enjoy sifting through over 3,000 questions.
Okay, good. Awesome.
Now, we did one a couple of weeks ago with Tinchy Strider,
all right,
who is a label mate of yours. Charity, who's with you today and looking
she
after you.
She fancies Tinchy.
He refused to type. She had to type all
these.
Tinchy.
She would do anything with Tinchy.
It's because he's so little. His fingers were too small for the keyboard.
Is that what it was?
Okay.
That's what it was.
Now, with the new song. Can we just... I need to ask this because I'm a bit worried. Yeah. Are you still playing instruments or is it all a computer?
Of course, we need to
straighten
this out.
Yes. Definitely.
Straighten it out. It's all the same.
If we weren't playing instruments, I wouldn't be in the band.
Okay.
I'd be pointless.
We've been playing guitar since we were 5 years old, so why put
badly.
It down now?
Playing not badly since I was born.
I think it's because it's such a different sound.
Yeah.
It's hard
to
tell.
We've done it. We've only performed it live once, and I can't wait for the fans to see
it. Even on
live.
The record as well, it's guitars and drums as well. We've just been experimenting with the way that we've...
Just the way it's mixed in there with synths and stuff.
New people.
The way it's processed.
Yeah.
And all that.
All right. We'll talk more about the music and the buff bodies and some of the questions that you're going to get in the next half hour from the listeners as well when you're back in about half an hour with
us.
So we'll send you upstairs.
Great.
Harry needs a helper, everyone.
Have we got a helper? Charity.
She puts hands up. Oh, you need to introduce a new song. We're going to play it now.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Have you got this nailed yet?
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Let's do it. Go for it.
Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Wait, on three.
Oh, okay. You like that? Okay.
And then you introduce it.
All right, mate.
See, we've got it.
Are you going to give it a good intro, though?
I will, mate. Don't worry about it.
I think I'm the best at it.
Does it all get messed up when you take Dougie out of the mix?
We're just taking out every time.
Yeah. That's all right. Go for it.
Guys, you sure you're ready?
Yeah.
Okay, one. No, you're doing it.
Okay, mate. Okay, cool.
One, two, three.
Hi, we're McFly, and this is our brand new single, Party Girl.
Thursday, the 5th of August, 2010, the day McFly crashed indemand.fm. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Cheers. Yeah,
God.
Sorry.
We invite you here and you crash our server.
It wasn't us, it was our fans.
I hacked in with my computing skills. Yeah, crashed your server.
From Harry, who needs help on the computer.
Harry's computer instantly said, what is it it said? Just please wait. That's all it said the whole time.
Just wait, please. Still
computer
trying.
Says no.
Yeah, computer says no.
But you got through quite a few questions on the web chat there.
Yeah,
let's have a look, see.
There are some very interesting ones.
What's your favourite cartoon, Danny? You answered that one?
Yeah. Pingu.
Pingu. Pingu's amazing.
What?
Sorry, I tried.
Isn't it amazing?
What do you guys think of the colour pink?
It's pretty...
Badass.
Badass.
That's what you said.
Yeah. I didn't think you were going to read these out.
I didn't know.
This is our content for the next hour.
On the radio.
So what shade of pink's your favourite, Harry?
Slightly darker shade of pink.
The butcher shade.
Yeah, the butcher shade. The more manly shade, please.
Tom, what happened to your NASA t-shirt? Is this a famous t-shirt?
I wore it in one of, in our video for Stargirl, I think. Right. But it's one of those t-shirts that I love so much that I don't want to wear it. So it's just in my wardrobe. I'm waiting to crack it. I'm waiting for a special occasion to bring it out.
You got it like wrapped in special paper in a box.
In that tissue paper that's
alkaline free or something like that. Do you like zebras?
Yes. What did I put? Yes.
You said you love them. I mean, I'm not being funny, right? If I got the opportunity to ask someone, you know, a band I loved or an artist I loved a question, do you like zebras? Probably wouldn't be it.
Wouldn't be in my top.
You know, yes or no questions are about as much as Harry can handle on the internet. Yeah. So it's probably
Harry needs
best.
Help.
Yeah.
Help Harry. Oh my God.
Someone asked you, what new bands and stars have influenced you on this new album? And then they've given you a hug, which is quite nice.
That's cute.
That's nice.
Tom, you answered Michael Jackson, Prince, and the Beatles.
Yeah, well, the Beatles always influence, that's what I think, every artist on the planet. But, a lot of inspiration from, like, Prince and Michael Jackson and all sorts of people, Madonna. And we have a real sort of wide range of influences, I think.
And you say Madonna, Dallas Austin, who produced Party Girl, worked with Madonna.
Yeah,
he did,
Michael Jackson as well, and Prince. And all sorts of people, it's amazing.
Did you get any stories out of him about these
songs? Yes, we did.
Harry, what was the best story?
Well, you're not allowed to say.
I don't think it'll come.
Yeah, it's live radio,
those,
you know.
Okay. He's one of those people who has those stories where you're just like, no way, there's no way that could happen.
And then you come in, it's like, what? And it's like, Dallas, tell it again.
And then sit there for another half an hour.
Yeah, you sat there like,
mouth open. Amazing. The guy's a legend, isn't he?
But didn't he once have a bit of a flip thing with Joss Stone?
He's had a thing with a lot of girls. He's he's the biggest player.
He's a player. Yeah.
The women love him. Literally, there's a girl, there's a lady there who works as a writer in a studio, and she's like, it's a joke. He's literally like a magnet.
Yeah?
Like, women are just drawn to him.
A bit like me.
Yeah?
Yeah, like Tom. Maybe
Walking
not.
Mojo.
She's just like, it's crazy. Anywhere he goes, women are just drawn to him.
Has he just done this one song with you, or there are a few more?
No, he's done the majority of the album.
Wicked.
All bar two songs.
Yeah, two songs. Ty Cruz.
Yeah, Tyo was very excited. He was here a couple of weeks ago talking about the songs he's done.
Guy as well.
In fact, people were asking him questions. They were more interested in him working with you than him being here.
This is what has been exciting, you know, working with these people. It's a total change for us, you know. We're normally sat in the room doing it ourselves, and we just wanted to challenge ourselves. And also, what's great about McFly, you know, we're a band, but we can still open up and, you know, and have that sort of let other people's ideas come and influence us.
This is your In Demand.
Ollie Murs on In Demand. The brand new song is Please Don't Let Me Go. Got music on the way from Usher and Orianthe. McFly are with us live at In Demand Towers this evening. Woo! Party Girl is the 5th of September, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
The video, we've not seen the video yet. When are we going to see it?
Well, what's happening with that?
We haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah, we haven't seen it.
We're seeing it tomorrow for the first time, so we can give the thumbs up.
Yeah, basically every aspect of McFly, we wanted to do something sort of different and take it all to the next level. So we haven't made just like a normal music video, we've made this sort of 30-minute short movie.
Oh, right.
A mini film.
Yeah, and so the video will come from that.
Now, I've got this week's Heat magazine in front of me. They were on set with you.
They were,
whilst they were filming some stuff.
There's
they
vampires were. Involved in this, isn't there?
Yeah, Harry has the main
part. Is it
part.
Just you, Harry?
I was going to say, Harry.
Shh, don't tell everyone.
You look a bit like...
Well, it's in Heat magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the Playboy dude? with Hugh Hefner. Bathrobe. Yeah, look about Hugh Hefner there. Cheers. And in fact, derobing in front of various lovelies on a bed.
Yes, all right.
You get to see quite a bit of Harry's flesh in this video.
I've heard there's a bedroom scene. Yeah, is that true?
It's about to kick off. And
well, they're on the bed, Lucy.
Yeah. No, but literally after that, he actually has a proper, like, nudie scene.
Really?
Move on.
Okay. No.
No, we've got to discuss this. This is juicy. Was that a bit embarrassing to film? Or did you just go, right, I'm going to do this?
Harry was excited about that bit.
Professional. I'm professional at all times. I'm an artist, you know what I'm saying?
I'm an artist.
it was nerve-wracking, but we had a lot of fun filming, so...
So are MTV going to have a nightmare showing this 30-minute video every 10 minutes?
It'll be launched through our super site.
Okay.
So that it'll be, we don't have to worry about those sorts of problems anymore once the super site is up and running.
We've heard so much about this super site. It's going to be the best website ever.
I'd love it.
It's amazing. Yeah. If it was just rubbish, it'd be so funny. Banging on about it.
We just got to hope that the same thing doesn't happen where all our fans gone when it launches and crash it. So it won't work. But no, it's going to be amazing. It's where we're going to launch all of our albums, our music, our singles. Everything will be launched exclusively through our super site to the fans all over the world.
Harry, Danny, Tom, McFly, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cheers. See you soon.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.